You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Welcome to another edition of the Baroque Down Palace, brought to you by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. I am your host, Pat Sansone, and here at the Baroque Down Palace, every week we dive into music from the 1960s and 1970s. Popular music across many genres, rock music, pop, folk, soul, funk music, and all kinds of things in between. The common thread between all of this music is that it incorporates orchestral elements in the arrangements, or some kind of influence from the classical world, whether it's a full orchestra or a small string section or one harpsichord. Any of these things will get you into the Baroque Down Palace. And we're going to start with a track from one of the great Baroque pop albums of all time, Revolver by the Beatles. And this is Paul McCartney's For No One here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Your day breaks, your mind aches, you find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. See nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
You can hurt me and make me cry. Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why. And if you think that you can hurt me with lies that cry, tell me why, tell me why, tell me why. Now I've got my reasons for feeling this way. Yeah, day after day, and as nights go by. So if you think my heart is broken, and I nights go by. So overthink, my heart is broken, and I might die. Tell me why. Tell me why. Tell me why. Tell me why.
dolce, even when there's no one sitting there.
You are listening to the Baroque Down Palace, and you just heard Mavis Staples with her version of the Hal David and Burt Bacharach song, A House Is Not a Home, from her 1969 debut solo album, her first album outside of her work with her family in the Staples Singers, an album recorded in Memphis and featuring some of the greatest musicians of the Southern soul studio scene: Barry Beckett on piano and keyboards, Isaac Hayes, Duck Dunn, and Al Jackson from Booker T and the MGs, and the album produced and arranged by the great Steve Cropper. We started the set with The Beatles from Revolver and Paul McCartney's For No One from 1966, a track featuring the French horn played by musician Alan Civil, who has said that in this part, McCartney pushed him to play notes that were at the very top of the range of the instrument. And that track also featuring the instrument, the harpsichord, played by Mr. McCartney himself, a sound that would somewhat define the sound of mid-60s Baroque pop, in which the Beatles would use fairly often between 1966 and 1968. After that, we heard the Bee Gees from 1970 and their album 2 Years On with the track Tell Me Why. This album being the first album after the return of brother Robin Gibb, who had left the band for about a year. It was followed by James Gang, featuring the lead vocal and songwriting of Mr. Joe Walsh, and a song called Collage from their debut album, which was called Your Album and was released in 1969. And that was followed also from 1969 with Mavis Staples and A House Is Not a Home. You are listening to the Baroque Down Palace, and let's continue with some more music with Leonard Cohen from his debut album from 1967, The Songs of Leonard Cohen, and this is Winter Lady here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Traveling lady, stay a while until the night is over. I'm just a station on your way. I know I'm not your lover. Well, I live with a child of snow when I was a soldier, and I fought every man for her until the nights grew colder. She used to wear her hair like you, except when she was sleeping. Then she'd weave it on a loom of smoke and gold and breathing. And why are you so quiet now, standing there in the doorway? You chose your journey long before came upon this highway. Traveling lady, stay a while till the night is over. I'm just a station on your way. I know I'm not your lover.
Well, if you're feeling low, take it slow. Baby, get your head screwed on. I know he's left, but don't be depressed. Baby, let your paper daddy see you through. Oh, baby, you'll be out of your mind. Baby, you'll be out of your mind. Baby, you'll be out of your mind. You know you're nice, you're sugar and spice, and I know what you're going through. But if you're hot, and even if you're not, baby, let your paper daddy see you through. Oh, baby, you'll be out of your mind.
be out of your mind. Baby, you'll be out of your mind. You were so neat, ever so sweet, and overnight you seemed to change. Since you kissed your psychiatrist, maybe you've never been the same.
That was Memphis singer and songwriter Sid Selvage with a track called Going Through Another Change from his debut album, which was released in 1969, an album that was produced by producer and songwriter Don Nix, a legendary musical figure from Memphis, who collaborated with Leon Russell, among other people in the 1970s. But this album by Sid Selvage was primarily written by Don Nix, and featuring the amazing vocals of Sid Selvage. Sid would go on to make some amazing records after this that were more folk and blues oriented and more stripped down in their production. And he wasn't particularly fond of this record after its release. He felt like it was overproduced and didn't really reflect his personal artistry. But that doesn't take away from the fact that his vocal performances on this record are truly wonderful, and the production and arrangement on the record is really interesting. It's sort of a lost classic of Southern Baroque pop. Beautiful string arrangements, woodwinds, existing somewhere in the space of the late 60s between the orchestral Bee Gees work and what would come later out of Memphis with Big Star and other slices of Southern pop. A real lost classic. Portrait is the name of the album from 1969 by Sid Selvage. Currently not available in any re-released form or on the streaming services, but hopefully that will change in the future. We started the set with Leonard Cohen and Winter Lady from his debut album from 1967, that track featuring the flute playing of musician David Lindley. David Lindley, multi-instrumentalist who was part of a band called Kaleidoscope in the 1960s and was a frequent collaborator with Jackson Browne over the years. After Leonard Cohen, it was Cat Stevens from his album Matthew and Sons, also from 1967, and a track called Baby, Get Your Head Screwed On. That track and that album featuring session musicians Jimmy Page on guitar and John Paul Jones on bass in their pre-Led Zeppelin days. After Cat Stevens, it was Vashti Bunyan with Diamond Day from her album Just Another Diamond Day from 1970. And we ended the set with Sid Selvage from Portrait 1969 and I'm Going Through Another Change. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back after this with more music here on the Baroque Down Palace from WYXR in Memphis. Welcome back to the show, and let's continue here with some more music. This is Billy Nichols with a song called Feeling Easy here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Feeling easy. kept a hoping from the very start, but you kept on a trying, and I knew that you'd end up a crying, and I knew I didn't want to have to do it at all. Didn't want to have to do it, didn't want to have to be the one to say. Kept a hope and maybe something to delay it again.
Supposed to. mind, I must be gone.
Constancy dwells in realms of perfection. I hear her call, life is free, and love is all a cleave to me. and he holds forth. Pleasure's abounding, and love is free neath the weeping willow tree. Cleave to me. Blow thy winds, my good fortunes bring. Mine be ours, such as minstrels sing. Come, fair thoughts, let heart take wing. My lady calls to me. Emily only dreams and is lonely. Dark is the night, and from now unto the light, cleave to me.
That's Randy Newman with Old Man from the album Sail Away from 1972, one of his most celebrated albums, featuring an incredibly beautiful sweeping string arrangement, I believe done by Randy Newman himself. Randy comes from a family of film composers and string arrangers. Two of his uncles were two of the most in-demand composers and arrangers for film in Hollywood in the 1940s and 1950s, and Randy's brother, David Newman, has scored hundreds of films, including The Shawshank Redemption and The Green Mile. And in this track, you can really hear Randy's voice in the string arrangement. It is sort of a sweeping, melancholy, cinematic Americana sound, beautifully complementing this gorgeous song, Old Man. We started the set with Billy Nichols from the album Would You Believe, released in 1968, and a song called Feeling Easy. Billy Nichols had, at the time of this record, previously been a staff writer for Andrew Oldham's label Immediate Records. Andrew Oldham was the manager for the Rolling Stones and also put out records by Small Faces and other London bands in the mid-60s. He was very inspired by Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys and wanted to do a record in that style. So he enlisted Billy Nichols to write material for this album and be the vocalist. The album had a very limited release in the 60s, did not sell many copies, but over the years became a very sought-after cult classic and has been re-released a few times since and is considered one of the great examples of mid-60s British Baroque pop. And again, this record features Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones as session musicians. That was followed by another track from the swinging London scene and Julie Driscoll from 1966 with her version of the Love and Spoonful song, I Didn't Want to Have to Do It, giving it a real swinging London sort of Dusty Springfield kind of vibe. That was followed by Electric Light Orchestra with Oh No Not Susan, New World Rising from the album On the Third Day from 1973. And that was followed by Al Stewart of Year of the Cat fame, big hit for him a few years after this, but this is from one of his first albums called Bedsitter Images, which came out in 1967. And the track that we heard was called Cleave to Me. And that was followed by Randy Newman with Old Man. Well, that brings us to the end of this edition of the Baroque Down Palace. Thank you for spending this hour with me. And let's go out with a track from the artist Billy Paul. Billy Paul, known for his big soul hit in the 70s, Me and Mrs. Jones. This is his version of the Al Green classic, Let's Stay Together, from his album 360 Degrees of Billy Paul from 1972. Join us again next week here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Times are changing. Hello. Times are changing. We got to stay together.
Town Palace is brought to you weekly by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. More information can be found at baroquedownpalace.com.
Thanks so much, Pat, for that episode of Baroque Down Palace. Pat's here every Saturday at 2 p.m., repeat at Sunday at 7 a.m. And let's see, we got coming up next, we got an encore presentation of Valley of the Dolls from Lauren Kerrig. She's here every Sunday afternoon around at 1 o'clock, but also asking that you go to WYXR.org and donate if you can. We're in the middle of we just started a new quick pledge drive around losing the money from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that has been promised and taken back by Congress for next budget cycle. So if you can go to WYXR.org and give any amount you can. And also shout out to our friends at End of All Art pop-up over at the Slowdown Dry Goods store near Hard Times Deli in the Edge District. They're open till 4 o'clock today, and they're taking donations for WYXR. Y'all go check that out. Lauren Kerrig up in just a second. Let me get it loaded and go to WYXR.org and donate.